Help me personally so that when we get to heaven, I will not be missing. Whatever it will take, help me to get to heaven. Help me to put effort to get to heaven. Help me to throw away some things in order to get to heaven. Help me to make the necessary changes in my life in order to get to heaven. Help me to be desirous to get to heaven. Help me to prepare my life to get to heaven. Help me to prepare my family to get to heaven. Help me to be determined to get to heaven. Help me to pray this evening so that I will get to heaven. Help me to make heaven one of my most important priority. In Jesus' name we pray. Father, we thank you for reminding us today that there will be no tears in heaven. And reminding us and telling us to prepare ourselves to be ready for your coming. Father, Lord, we are praying that this day you will search our hearts, you search our lives, and you remove everything that needs to be removed. And you plant everything that needs to be planted so that we'll get to heaven. Holy Spirit, speak to every heart this day. Speak to me and speak to us and help us to get to that heaven. Thank you, Lord, because you know you have answered. In Jesus' name we pray. Please be seated. Since morning, our preachers have been telling us on how to get to heaven. And this evening, we are going to look at living a transparent, holy life. Living transparent, holy life every day. Sometimes the temptation is, if our preachers are preaching and they say, now open your Bibles to the book of prosperity, chapter healing, verse deliverance. Everybody will shout, amen. But if our preachers are preaching and they say, open to the book of tithes, chapter offering, verse holiness, people start going to the toilet. People start sleeping. And today God wants us to be ready. That you change your mind now. That as we are talking about holiness, you realize that God is talking to you. Because that's another thing that happens when there is a message on holiness. That somebody will say, give me a pen. And he takes a pen. And he says, I like messages on holiness. Each time the pastor mentions a sin, I'll write the name of that sister in our church that is committing the sin. So when the pastor says, thou shalt not lie, it's Sister Janet, I write it. Thou shalt not steal, is Brother John. I write it. No. When it comes to holiness, it is you and your God. Because when it comes to holiness, the Bible says, God searcheth the hearts. And this morning, the Spirit of God is here. This evening, the angels of God are sitting by you. If I try to search your heart now, if I look at those that are wearing white clothes, I'll say they are all holy. And if you are peradventure wearing black, I'll say maybe you are not very holy. But the angels of God will search your heart this evening. And so you have to be very serious now. And say, God, your angel is here. And that angel is searching my heart. What will the angel see inside my heart? If the angel of God were to take what he sees in your heart and project it for all of us to see, will you like it? And that's if you'll not like it, then tonight you say, God, I want my heart to be transparent. So if the angel of God take the record, the video from my heart, and put it here for us to see, I'll be happy. And that's what the Spirit of God wants to do this evening. Look, holiness, people say, is do and don't. Don't stand up, don't sit down. Don't go left, don't go right. Oh, it's like electricity. If there's an electric point, when a child is small, you tell that child, don't go near the electricity. Am I correct? But as the child begins to grow, now all of us can put a switch there. Amen? And holiness, once you open your heart, it's like that electric point. The first day you hear it, it will be like, don't do this, don't do that. But as you begin to grow, you understand that electricity is very good. And holiness is very good. And you see, the thing about sin is because sin is like this. It's different from holiness. In holiness, you focus on your destination, which is heaven. With sin, sin will focus you on the present. Sin will tell you that there's so much pressure. How to eat, pressure of this. Meet it now. Get it now. Forget about what they are saying. Get it now. That is sin. Release the pressure. It will not show you the consequence of that pressure. Sometimes sin is very deceptive. It will tell you the present consequence. It will not show you the future consequence. And that's why today you want to open your heart to holiness. Another problem with sin and the devil is that it will be leading you until it traps you. And by then you can no more come out of the trap of sin. Or it becomes too complicated. But today you tell the Lord, I will follow holiness. Because holiness is great. You see, one thing the devil doesn't want you to know is where sin leads to. One thing the devil does blinds your eyes to know is release the pressure. Get it. Grab it. He doesn't show you where it's going to, where it's leading to. Supposing now you are in a car and this man is driving you, a taxi driver. And the taxi driver say, in this car, the brake is spoiled. What will you say? I want to come down. Now, that is what the devil does. He tells you the brake of don't. Don't do this, don't do that, is spoiled. Go ahead. He will not tell you that it's a dangerous journey. But today you make up your mind, you say, I'm going to be holy. And holiness is a beautiful thing. You know what? Holiness is the father of happiness. Once you are holy, you'll be happy because your heart will be free. If you are walking in the road, there is no enemy. There is nobody that is going to attack you because your heart is what? Free. You know, there are some people, if you just grab their telephone, just their telephone, they'll be having panic. Because the things in that telephone, they don't want the angel to see it. But with holiness, your telephone is free. Your laptop is free. Because it is a beautiful thing. And that's why today you want to get this holiness that will take you to heaven. Holiness is to live with joy and peace. You know, some people, when they are traveling, each time they want to travel, they are panicking. Say, supposing I die. I say, because they are afraid if something happens. But when you are holy, you are very sure. And that's why today you want to say, I want to make up my mind to be holy. And this holiness is a personal thing. Don't say, hey, my husband, when do you think we can be holy? Or my wife, when do we start to be holy? It is between you and your God. Because he's the one that searches the heart to see what is inside that heart and to make you please God. Holiness even prevents you from trouble. You know what? Some people run to break curses. Many curses come on people because of their tongue. And if you are holy, you hardly have any curse because your tongue is holy. Everything is holy. And you know the beautiful thing about holiness? It's very simple. God did something. Let's go there to Romans chapter 1, verse 4. Romans chapter 1, verse 4. How can I be holy? The minute you gave your life to Christ this morning when our pastor was preaching and you said, I give my life to Jesus, God did something. Romans 1, 4. In that Romans 1, 4, he said the spirit of holiness. That means when you get born again, a measure of that spirit of holiness comes into you. That means inside you, there is a measure of what? The spirit of what? Holiness. That means you can be holy. Because the spirit of holiness does what? It lives inside you. So you can be holy. The only thing now you need to do is just make up your mind to try that holiness. You have a phone with camera here. You have a phone with camera. God bless you. The first phone I got with camera, people were complaining, Pastor, you must have a good phone. Pastor, you must have a good phone. Okay, so I bought a good phone with camera. But I need a phone to say, hello, how are you? So I never used the camera. Then I went for something in Africa and they stole that phone. Now, what am I saying? You have holiness already inside you. That spirit of holiness when you get born again. You now have to start using it. Amen? You now have to say, I'll be using that spirit of holiness. How does it work? Anytime you want to do something, the devil will be there. Because in every evil is planted by the devil. The spirit of holiness inside you will come and say, don't do it. And then you now say, I will be that spirit of holiness. Point one, God's demand for practical holiness. Let's go to Psalm 15, verse 1 to 5. Psalm 15, verse 1 to 5. What happens sometimes is holiness is like this. If you just go born again, there's a tendency to be more holy. So today God is talking to those who just go born again. And if you have been here for many years, you have been born again for a long time, God is also talking to you. Because if somebody just got born again and I offended this brother, the person will even run to the brother and say, I'm sorry, we are quarreling. But passage of time, he now knows better. We'll take it next time. Amen. If somebody just go born again, like the questions we asked in the afternoon, hey, the person is hard to be touching him. Can I use this thing? Can I use it? But passage of time, he knows another believer who is using it. He said, after all, it's the same heaven. Passage of time. And so you check your heart and say no. And remember, with this holiness is between what? You and your God. And you're not carrying a pen. You're not saying, oh, pastor wants to start now to mention sin. I'll be very lucky today. I know if the pastor start mentioning, the first one they like mentioning is what? What's the first thing pastors like mentioning? Fornication. Once they mention fornication, I know I have passed already. I'm not a fornicator. What's the next thing they like mentioning? Adultery. I'm not even married, so I'm not included. No, holiness is not like that. We cannot mention every sin. We are not inside your heart. is between you and your God. You will check your own heart. Remember how we started, that if the angel sitting beside you is to record everything in your heart, everything in your heart this week, and say, everybody, look up. We are watching the video of brother so-so-and-so's heart. I think some people will pack out of Sweden. And that's why you want to be holy. So that your heart is transparent. The angel can look through. The Spirit of God can look through and not do, what did we see? And you make up your mind this day, you'll be holy. Let's go there. This man, passage of time. If you know this man we're talking about, he was a special king. He was a special man. He didn't mix with people before. This man used to only mix with animals in the field. And you know, when you are with those animals, you will learn. Lambs, he learned how to be patient, how to be loving, how to be kind. But passage of time, he met many battles. He met many enemies. The man started changing. His name is King David. He used to be just David, no king before. You know, passage of time, when you are just Mr. John, is one thing. When you become Dr. John, things will change. Amen. Even if nothing, people will call you doctor. One, this shoulder will go up small and this one will go up small. Amen. When you are not married yet, you are just single sister. Now you got married, people will call you sister. Then they will draw it a bit. And then you will look left, you look right. If you are lucky, you sit down in that corner there with our pregnant sisters. Amen. And nursing mothers. Passage of time. You have to go back to check your heart again. Has this man started going on in life? He asked the Lord, how will I get to this heaven? And the Lord said, I will begin with your life. I will begin with your own life. And that is what you have to talk to the Lord this day. And say, God, my own heart, come and make it holy. Let's go there in Psalm 15, verse 1 to verse 5. Psalm 15, verse 1 to verse 5. This man was asking the Lord, Lord, who shall abide in thy tabernacle? Who shall dwell in thy holy hill? This is what the Lord answered. He that walks uprightly. There is no different story. He said, you know, sometimes people tempt pastor. Even with the question they come. Pastor, can I use this paper? Can I not use this paper? Oh, the pastor, if I tell her no now, the offering bag will reduce. Pastor, we say something. But now, the Bible says, he that walketh what? Uprightly. Your ways are always clear. Your ways are always holy. Your ways are always pure. Everything you do, you are checking it. You are saying, is this thing right? You know what righteousness means? Righteousness means that you're dealing with your brother. It is right. Amen? You're dealing with everyone you meet. It is right. There's no bend. Now we're continuing the Lord's answer to this man. He said that, and speaketh the truth in his heart. You know, you want to be holy, you have to change. That your heart is not saying different from your mouth. You know, the people in the companies, they will employ somebody. They say, we employ a sales girl. Your work is to ask people, good morning, how are you? Forget about it. They are just there asking, good morning, how are you? As they smile at you, as you go, you are like a package. The next package comes, good morning, how are you? They are not interested. But when you are really born again, your good morning should be what? From your heart. The day you don't feel like saying good morning, the day that person says, I'm not going to tell you good morning. Because we have to settle this you did to me. You speak the truth, what? In his heart. Somebody comes to borrow you. Oh, my brother, please, I need this money. Lend me this money. At the end of the month, I'm going to pay you back the money. And in your heart, you know you are not going to pay him back that money at the end of the month. You know it in your heart. He speaketh the truth where? In his heart. The end of the month, the brother comes. It's, you see him in church, you smile. The Lord is good. In your heart. He that speaketh the truth in his heart. Let's continue the Lord talking to this man. He that backbited not with his tongue. For this king, many things happened to him. He was even going one Shammai. Said you. He had a lot of offenses. But the Lord said, he that backbited not with his heart. You're not the one, two sisters are sitting and another sister is walking. And one sister turned to this next sister and said, oh, I like that sister very much. She's a very spiritual sister. Which spiritual? Forget. I know a sinner. If I see a sinner, I know she's a sinner. How did you know? Have you seen the book of life? Are you omniscience and omnipotent? How do you know what is in her heart? Here is two brothers talking. Another brother is praying there. I love that brother. The way he prays. Oh, it's wonderful. What are you talking? Before this prayer is to catch a wife. Before he married, he was praying more than that. Now he's married. He's no more praying again. Forget. He's a hypocrite. He's trying to get favor, trying to get the other one. Look, I know him. I know the motive, the reason why he does what he does. How did you know? Be careful. Because in eternity, you will see God's record. And this thing the Lord is saying, that he that backbiteth what? Not with his heart. If somebody does something, and you don't know why he has done it, don't begin and say, forget, I know him. 15 years ago, I know him. He was in Greece. From Greece, he moved to Romania. From Romania, he went to Italy. From Italy, he went to Spain. From Spain, he moved to Hungary. I know his history. I know his past. You bring out everything bad about that person and pour it out. The Spirit of the Lord says, he that does what? Backbiteth not with his tongue. If somebody does something, if you don't know what he has done, keep your mouth. Allow yourself to get to this heaven. And the Lord will help us in Jesus' name. The Lord was still talking to this king. He said that, nor doeth evil to his neighbor. The way he treats his neighbor is, I used to tell people, if I cook something and I don't like it, I throw it away. I will say that if I cannot eat it, I cannot give it to someone else. Amen? That the way you work with people is do unto others what you want others to do, what? Do unto you. Simple rule. That you make yourself, you are not doing evil to anybody. You are not saying, I will do it. No, 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 no. You see, the problem is, you say, I will go and do restitution. You know the problem with the issue with restitution. You may come and say, my sister, I'm sorry. And that thing, take back your money. But what of the emotional restitution? Can you do the emotional restitution? It's not possible. And that's why you want to ask the Lord that this holiness that will take me to heaven, I want to get it today. I want you to come inside my heart and walk in my heart so that that spirit of holiness will be active, will be effective in my heart. And the Lord will help you in Jesus' name. Nor taketh up a reproach against his neighbor. Somebody said something about somebody and you heard it or you knew it and you carry it. This thing you told me is a very good information. I keep it in my pocket. And this, you have in your phone a record you need to delete. You have in your email an email you need to delete. You keep it. You say, I know. That is what I'll use to hit him back one day. Go and delete that email. Go and delete that thing in your phone. See, he doesn't take a reproach against his neighbor because he always remember that the angel of the Lord encampeth around them that fear him. And if this angel is reading my heart and is recording everything in my heart, how will this record look like? And so, you are going to be holy in Jesus' name. In whose eyes a vile person is contemned, but he honoreth them that fear the Lord. He that sweareth, he says something, he will do it, he will do it. He's not saying she's my wife. I've promised her everything. After all, she promised to be cooking for me. She has not been cooking. It's my husband. I promised him everything. After all, he promised to buy me a new shoe. He hasn't bought it. He's my friend. After all, I promised him that when I bring him to Europe, he's going to be my servant forever. No. You say no. That I'm going to be holy. I'm going to make this heaven. And because I'm planning to make this heaven, I will change. So that day, you know the thing about the trumpet sound? If the trumpet sound now, you will not hold anybody. I say, I'm holding you. No, it will be between you and your God. And that's why you want to check your heart. And if there's anything in your heart today, you say, God, you who searches the heart, you who searches the vein, I'm sorry. I want a change. I want to remain in your pathway of holiness. He putteth not out his money to usury. Somebody comes to you, and the business the person is telling you about is a business of usury. You say, no, my brother, please. I'm on a different journey. I'm on the journey to get to heaven. Please go. Amen. He putteth not out his money to usury, nor taketh reward against the innocent. Let's read the last verse together. He that doeth these things shall, how many times? And you say, I want to get the blessings of the Lord. And you say, I want to get blessings that will be permanent. The Bible says, perform these acts of holiness. That your blessing will be permanent in Jesus' name. The Lord will help us. Point number two, gracious deposits for purity and holiness. If you want to get to heaven, you must ask, this heaven I want to enter, what are the things that God doesn't like? Because now before we pray, we're going to look at not too many things. We say, and as we say, don't just tick. Tick, pass, tick, no, tick, yes. You know your heart. And it's between you and your God. Don't say, thank God the pastor did not mention my own sin. It's between what? You and your God. You check it up. Six things. You see in the Bible, there are many types of sins. Some sins, they will just say unclean. Go and do this, you'll be clean. Some other sin in the Bible, they will say defilement. Some other sin in the Bible, they will say abomination. Some other sin in the Bible, God will say this sin kill the person. Some other sin in the Bible, God will say this sin is a curse. A curse, the Bible says that he that rewarded evil for good, a curse will remain in his house, in his lineage. There are some sins like that. When it comes to this sin we are going to look at, it's between you and your God. Proverbs chapter 6. Proverbs chapter 6. Proverbs chapter 6. Verse 16 to verse 19. This is what the Lord is saying. Proverbs chapter 6, verse 16 to verse 19. Proverbs chapter 6, verse 16 to verse 19. These six things does the Lord hate. Not many times in the Bible God says he hates something. Go and read your Bible very well. Very few times God says he hates something. And anytime God says he hates something, you have to open your ears very well. Then he says that, yeah, the seventh one is more serious than the first six. The seventh one is more dangerous than the first six. He said that the seventh is an abomination. It's very simple. Abomination is very easy to define. Take abomination. Abomination. You have abomination. It means that some of these abominations in the Old Testament, if you commit them, it will continue in your nation. It will continue in your generation. And somebody said, I want to break them generational curse. I said, sit down. Let's sit down together. These abominations, remove them. Every curse is broken. Amen. That this seventh one is very serious, but we'll take the first six, because the first six are also very serious. He said, these six things does the Lord hate. We'll begin with the first one. A proud look. Amen? He didn't say pride. He said the look. You know, sometimes, you know, the Lord will help us. You know, sometimes you have to be careful. Even if you dress very well like this, and you are wearing this coat, it will make the shoulder stand, this one stand. You say, blood of Jesus. Amen. He says, a proud look. Be careful. The way you look at people, the way you treat people. You know, this proud look, you have to begin from it from the home. The way you look at your wife when she's passing, look at this woman. Before I married her, she was walking girlish. Now she's walking flabbish. No. A proud look. The way you look at other people when they are passing, look at this one now. Look at the English she spoke. A proud look. The second one, the Bible says what? A lying tongue. That's anything that wants to come out of your mouth, you check it up. Even if you have lied, later you go back to the brother. You know, sometimes you may forget. Sometimes somebody asks me now some questions. You have many things you heard. Then you go by and say, sorry, this is but a lying tongue. Bible says, God says he does what? He hates it. Number three, hands that shed innocent blood. It's not hands that kill somebody. Innocent blood. When you destroy your brother, destroy your sister. You know, there's a way you can talk about somebody. When the person goes home, he will not be able to sleep. In the night, he will roll from this bed, roll to the other bed. Thinking about everything you have said, the heart will grip. You say, no, I will not do that again. If somebody does something, you don't know why he has done it. Say, God, help me. Another thing why God forbids this is because God is building a house. Look. If you are the one, you are building a house, as you put the block, somebody stands behind, kicks the block. You put block again, you put cement, somebody stands behind, kick the block. You just stand looking at the person. What will you do? Don't tell me. And God is building his people. And sometimes you must be careful, because in the church, God builds people differently. Some people, it takes time to build them. They might still be having some characteristics, like the person sleeping. Are you the one sleeping? Amen. And God is building them. But some others, they are very fast in their growth. Can't you see it with children? Some children walk at 6 months, some walk 7, 8, 9, 10, 15 months, some are still trying to walk. And that's how everybody is like children in God's house. Some God is building them gradually. And you, if you are not careful, say, that sister, I know she will sleep again. Just be watching her now, she will sleep. And God is building her. And what God is building, you are destroying. That when you finish talking, when the sister hears it, she will say, if it is like this, I'll no more be a worker. If it is that worker, I give it to them. I'll go to the seven. And they take away the person, they weigh the person alive, and you are there rejoicing. Think you are a good brother and God is building and you are destroying. You say, no, I will change. Because now I'm deciding that anything God is building, I will help. I will go to the sister. I will go to the brother. I will encourage the brother. Amen. I'll say, brother, can we pray together? Sister, next time, be always be sitting next to me so that if you sleep, I'll pinch you. Amen. That way, you are helping God to build. Amen. If you really don't, something happened in my local church. I think about 3 weeks ago. I was in the office, I got a text message. One of the sisters, she's here now. She said, "Pastor, please, somebody else should start baking because maybe Preggy will not allow me to bake." I was in the office. I started thinking, who is Preggy in the church? And you know, the devil will always come. The devil came saying, maybe it's that sister that doesn't smile. She may be the one called Preggy. I said, but her name is not Preggy. The devil came again, and maybe it's the other brother. You know the way he normally looks at the pastor, the way you are looking at me now. Amen. Maybe it's the one. I said, blood of Jesus. So I said, Satan, get away. So I came back home. I found the sister. I said, sister, please, who quarreled with you in church on Sunday? She said, nobody. I said, but you sent me a text message that Preggy will not allow you to bake. She said, Pastor, Preggy is pregnancy. I said, sorry. You see now, if I had allowed the devil, I would have made enemy where there is no enemy. That what God is building, you allow the Lord to build it with you. Build with the Lord. And you look into your heart, you look into your life, and you say, God, you will take me there. Let's continue reading now. Where were we now? Where were we now? Verse what? Verse 18. A heart that deviseth wicked imagination. You see, I said the devil come and started imagining things to me. And I said, Satan, do what? Get away. And I discovered Preggy is not a person. Amen. And that's how anytime Satan is bringing wicked imagination to your heart, you will just tell him what? Get away. A heart that deviseth wicked imagination. Next, feet that be swift. Somebody does something, somebody did something. You know, wait. And look back and see, maybe God is still building that person. Maybe God is still molding that person. Maybe that person is not growing as fast as much, and you don't say it. You know, you just swift, you go and do wickedness. You go and say, what if that sister is sleeping? Now, of course, sister so much, none of them is sleeping again. Amen! I should say brothers now. If that brother is sleeping, you don't say anything, you think. Next time, you go and sit down next to the brother. Amen? So that you can be pricking him not to sleep again. Amen? Her leg is not swift. It's not running to mischief. Where are we now? 19? What is 19 now? Read it for me, please. This is very, very serious. The Lord will help us. Let's continue. What's the next one now? The seventh one is what? An abomination. Even sometimes you have to watch your life. What you carry from the public, you carry it into the church. There's some people, they are talking about their governor. That governor is bad. That president is bad. The other senator is bad. Then I say to the brother, have you ever seen the governor before? No. Have you ever seen the senator before? No. Have you ever even get a text message from the president before? No. I say, be careful. Because you carry it from the president, next thing you enter the footballer. Can you imagine that? He cannot even score the goal from the left. He's scoring it from... And I say, my brother, have you ever entered stadium before? He has not ever even entered stadium before. And you know every... Then if you carry it like that, you know the next person you transfer it to, if you are married, your wife or your husband. And if you transfer it, it's not, then you look for the pastor. You see now, the pastor did not polish his shoe. I don't know why that pastor doesn't polish his shoe. I hope I polish my own. Amen. And then you begin with the pastor, you move for the pastor, you go to the next person, go to and the Bible, God says that it is what? Abomination. So that you get to this heaven. Finally, before we pray, gracious demonstration of personal holiness. Proverbs chapter 1, verse 23. This is what the Lord is saying. Proverbs chapter 1, verse 23. 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 Let's read it together now. He said that God said that this evening, if you return, if you say, I will change my ways, I will correct my ways, I will change. Do you know what God said? You will have revelational knowledge. Amen? Because your spiritual antenna, your spiritual pathway will be clear. If you make up your mind to have this transparent holiness, God will be speaking to you in the morning, speaking to you in the afternoon, speaking to you in the evening. Let's read that last part again. Let's read the last part again. Yes, continue. He says, I will make known my words unto you. Imagine God is talking to you all the time. Imagine how your life will be. All that prayer you have been praying, you are wondering when will the answer come, God is just telling you the answer. Telling you everything. Is that not a heaven on earth experience? And you are saying, God, I will be holy. Because of this, I will be holy. I will make up my mind to be holy. I will turn. And as you get that holiness today, you have to always check your heart. Because God will come and walk on your heart. But as God walks on your heart, every day you are checking. Anytime you notice you are discouraged, the Bible says, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Anytime you are discouraged, check your heart, your spiritual heart. Anytime you are frightened, check your spiritual heart. Anytime you are hungry, emotionally unstable, check your spiritual heart. Anytime you are confused, you know, sometimes one could just be confused. This is my lovely brother now taking my picture. And maybe I don't know he's doing that. I just say, this brother now, what is he trying to do? You see, that is anytime you are confused, you are careful. You are checking your heart. That this is an avenue the devil wants to come in, you check your heart. Anytime you are misunderstood, you are angry, even when you are happy, excited with happiness, sit back, check your spiritual heart. Is it qualified for heaven? Now, the angel is beside you. And this angel wants to give you a chance this evening. The chance is to say, God, I'm sorry. I know my heart has not been pure. I'm sorry. Forgive me. I know I have said things that have even put a curse on me. I'm sorry. Forgive me. I know I've behaved in a way that if the angel played the video now, I will not be happy. I know I'm sorry. This one is between you and your God. Close your eyes and pray. We'll really take time to pray. We have enough time. We ended very early. So we're going to take time to pray. Discuss with God today. If your own is so bad, you don't want your neighbor to hear, just go to the wall. There are walls here. Go to the wall and talk to God alone. We want to talk to God. This is between you and your God. You know that what you want to say may be so embarrassing. Just go to the world, or maybe it's even not embarrassing, but you just want to talk to God. This want to deal with God. It's you and the Lord. This is a very serious thing. This holiness, that God that searches the heart. God that searches the heart is searching your own heart right now. God that searching the heart is searching your own soul right now. And the Spirit of the Lord will remind you of something. The Spirit of the Lord will remind you of something. And then you say, I'm sorry. I'm really sorry. I was, Father, you know I'm still growing. You know I'm still a child growing. Getting to this journey, on this journey to heaven. The Spirit of the Lord reminds you of another. You say, Father, you know I'm saying, You are my father. If I don't talk to you, my father, who will I talk to? You are my father. I'm sorry. I'm still growing. I'm growing in knowledge. I'm growing in wisdom. I'm growing in character. I'm growing in ability. And there's anything, say, God, I'm sorry. This, I'm sorry. And if it's a sin you have been battling with, you are going to tell the Lord from tonight, this spirit of holiness will come upon my heart. It will change my heart. It will give me a new heart. It will give me a new life. It will give me a new character. And this heaven, I will get there. This heaven, you are making up your mind, I will get to this heaven. This is between you and your God. this prayer this night. There are some type of prayer you should not miss in your life. This night prayer is a serious prayer. If there's anything you have not settled with the Lord, settle it with the Lord. 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 Settle it with the Lord tonight. Settle it with the Lord. I say, God, I'm sorry. This thing has been there. I'm really sorry. And if you want me to pray with you, just wave your hand and put it down. No cards for them. This is between them and their God. You want me to pray with you? Wave the hand and put the hand down. God bless you. Put it down, please. God bless you. Put it down, please. God bless you. Put it down, please. We are not giving you a card. Because this one, you have to settle with God. We don't want the one you sign a card and... No, you have to settle this with God. You know it in your life. You know it in your heart. You say, God, this heaven, I want to get there. I want to see your face. I will not go through. Look at the time you have spent here. Look at your transport fare you spend. Look at all the time you have been serving God. And then we get to heaven. We will see you in that heaven. We get to heaven. We will see you in that heaven. We get to heaven. We will see you in that heaven. And because of that, you want to settle with God today. You want to settle with God today. You want to settle with God today. Say, Father, I'm here. Father, I'm here. This sin, I'm sorry. This sin, I'm sorry. This sin, I'm sorry. I settle with you today. I settle with you today. Because you're my Father, I know you forgive me. I know you cleanse me. I know you write my name in the book of life. I know that and if you're already saved, you're already born again. Now you're telling the Lord, I don't want this to happen again. Even if you say, if some people say it's a habit, I cancel it in the name of Jesus. This habit will not remain in my life. Because your word is greater than every habit, greater than every sin, greater than every evil. I cancel it from my life. I will not continue in it anymore. Today I surrender to you. Today I covenant with you. Today I covenant a covenant of holiness. Covenant of holiness helps. It will put you on the platform where you can authorize God to do a miracle. Where you can authorize God to do a breakthrough. Where you can say, Father, speak to me. I settle with you, God. It's between me and you today, I settle with you. Those who raise up their hand, I'm going to pray with you. Father, Lord, you see these hearts. You see these hands, they have settled with you. We are praying that there will be that change, that transformation, that permanent change in Jesus' name. Your word says, if the Son of Man shall set you free, you shall be free indeed. Father, set them free. Set them free. Set them free in Jesus' name. Free from every sin. Free from every habit. Free from every betetting sin. Free from every force trying to take them away from heaven. For in Jesus' name we pray. We are still praying, all eyes closed. You want to settle with someone. You have done something to someone and the Spirit of the Lord reminded you today. You want to settle with someone. And you just want us to pray together so that you have that grace. There is peace. Just wave your hand. Wave your hand. God bless you. Put it down. Put it down. God bless you. Tell the Lord the name of that person now. Tell the Lord the name of that person. Tell the Lord the name of that person. Say, Holy Spirit, come and be at the center. I want to make this heaven. I want to make this eternity. I don't want anybody to stop me from making heaven. I don't want anybody to stop me from making heaven. I don't want anybody to stop me from making heaven. It's a personal race. It's a personal journey to enter to see the face of Jesus. I don't want anything to stop me. Lord, help me. In Jesus' name we pray. Father, we pray for all these people that want to settle with people. They will speak to go and take perfect control. Let there be peace. Let there be settlement. In Jesus' name. We are still praying, all eyes closed, all eyes closed. You want to settle with an authority, a government body, a institution, a something like that. Just wave your hand and put it down. God bless you, put it down. God bless you, put it down. Talk to the God bless you, put it, talk to the Lord about that institution. Talk to the Lord about that government body. Talk to the Lord about that parastatal and say, God, let your spirit go before me. Let your power go before me. Let your anointing go before me. Let there be peace as I speak to them. Let the God of peace, the God of restoration, bring restoration and let me be free, totally free of that imagination, that thing, that issue, in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Father, Lord, I pray for these people that want to settle one thing or the other with institutions, with funding bodies, and other places. Lord, I pray the Spirit will go and speak to that people, and let there be peace, let there be restoration, let everything be settled to their favor in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, because you have answered. We're still praying now. If there is a sickness that has come on you because of the past, you want to wave your hand and put it down. God bless you, put it down. God bless you, put it down. Tell the Lord, I've settled. God bless you, put it down. Tell the Lord, I've settled with you. God bless you, put it down. Tell the Lord, I've settled with you. Take this thing away. God, I have settled with you. Take it away. God, I have settled with you. Take it away. God, I have settled with you. Take it away. God, I have settled with you. Take it away. God, I have settled with you. This sickness will not remain in my body. This sickness, and speak to that sickness. Say, sickness, in the name of Jesus, I speak to you. I have settled with my maker. You are not my maker. You are not my maker. I have settled with my maker. Leave my body. Leave my body. Leave my body. In the name of Jesus. And never come back again. In Jesus' name we pray. Father, for all these who have settled with their maker, we speak to you, sickness, in the name of Jesus. Leave this body and be gone forever in Jesus' name. And never come back there, because they have settled with their maker. If there's any other thing, just pray and wave your hand and put it down, and I'll round up. Any other thing you are talking to the Lord about, you know your situation, just God bless you, put it down. God bless you, put it down. God bless you, put it down. Talk to the Lord about it. Father, in the name of Jesus, you will see what no man sees. You will know what no man knows. You who has given your angels, your Holy Spirit, to help us. You know these situations. Answer every one of them in Jesus' name. Remove that fear. Remove that torment in the sleep. Remove that torment in the dream. Lord, remove it in the name of Jesus, and let it never reoccur, and answer every prayer. Thank you, Lord, because you know you have answered. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.